The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Beautiful thing. It's glorious, and we're lucky to have him. He's making the rounds for his birthday today. It's a gift. It's an old man. You have to respect the fact he's an old man. He's got a TV show that's been wildly successful.
He's 700 Club.
Been on TV for years. But he's here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, now let's just, without further ado, 93 years ago today, the world and the Lord brought us Pat Robertson. Bring him in. Come on in, Pat.
Welcome, birthday boy.
Pat.
What an uplifting soul.
The tabernacle
is absolute. Hello, Brady.
God bless you, Pat.
How are you today, Brady?
Good.
That's good to see you, my friend. Brett?
How you doing, Pat?
Please don't touch anything.
What the...
You're good people, but you're good at a
distance. Brett made you a cake.
I know, and I'm not going to eat it. It's probably filled with crime and oils that I don't understand. You're too olive-colored for my taste. But the Lord loves you deep down because you're from the from where the Vatican is, and that's good.
Toledo got you an aluminum baseball bat for your birthday.
I was listening to show this morning, and I heard that. That's just horrifying what you guys... And then you play a song from a band named Tool. I mean, what's the world come to that it needs to come to an end, I think, right about now, because we got band names after genitalia. Is that what we're into now? It's
all
a rumor.
Satanic, aren't
y'all they? Look normal, but you're evidently all just worshiping at the altar of dicks. I mean, what is going on with you and your homosexual tendencies, Brady? Twinking about the planet, making God mad, and I don't know why you're still here, Brady. You seem like a decent person. I heard what you were saying also about the ladies being kept in line, and I couldn't agree more. Sometimes you just got to give them a good whack.
What do you recommend?
Well, what I recommend is a good Bible thump to the back of the head. Maybe some
Bible?
They hit them in the head with a Bible. Maybe some of it'll sink in, and you can do that. You
don't
know?
You think a pizza's a little softer?
And you stuff wafers in their mouth. Lord Christ,
communion wafers.
Yeah, communion wafers. You have those handy for when she gets a little lippy. You know, I mean, I don't understand what the world's doing. It's just be common sense, Brett. Where's the vomit button on my keyboard for every time I watch gays kiss on my Netflix? I mean, where's that? I got a thumbs up and a thumbs down. Where's my puke button? I don't know. And I listened to your Brady report earlier as well about the Porsche gentleman whose wife has dementia. I mean, I've said it once, I'll say it again. If you have a wife with Alzheimer's, you should remarry and just start over. That's just the way it should work. You give your wife a good smack with some unleavened bread. What the Lord intended. Why they have rights is beyond me. When I was a boy...
Obey your husband.
That's what it's all about. The book says, what in the world? We give them rights and they run wild with them. And the next thing you know, men want to be women and... Everything's so gosh darn gay, Brett. You probably had a wiener in your hand or two.
Only mine.
You're modern.
Only mine.
Gotta warn you, though, I'll tell you what, you keep dressing up like the lady. Oh, most of you are going to hell. I mean, let's be honest, Brady. And that's not because you're terrible Christians. It's because you cavort around with the people of color, and I hate that.
No.
I hate seeing it. I don't like looking at it. I don't like being around it. It's terrifying to me. And I don't understand why everybody wants to mix up.
You're a big hair guy.
Yes, I like a nice coif.
What?
I don't mean it's a coif. I said coif. Now, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Man.
You can't get a word out without some pervert talking about lady front farts.
Twisting words.
You're twisting my letters, Brady. Anyway, we'll see you in hell. I know that's where you'll be, Brett, with your coif jokes. Lady front farts are God's abomination. That's to push you away from her sewer.
Didn't God create them, though?
Yes, as a deterrent for you putting your face in it. What's wrong with you guys? Wouldn't happen to me. It's not something I would ever do. It's disgusting. I'd sooner lick Brett's head.
Do it.
Whoa.
Do it.
There's less hair than what I'm used to.
Oh. You okay using our bathrooms today? No problems?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just pour out what's in there and reapply a new diaper.
Oh.
You yellow-handed.
Extra squishy?
Yeah, I know it's painful for the ladies to hear this, but if you get married and you've accepted the headship of a man, your husband, Christ is the head of the household, the husband is the head of the wife. It's the way it needs to be, period. I don't know why they get all these feelings about needs and wants and words.
You don't have any needs or wants,
no,
Matt?
No, God, I have plenty.
God?
No, but listen, see, you don't even know what a gender is. I said a man's in charge. They have needs. What's a woman talking for? 93-year-old person has good advice for you. 700 Club today, we'll talk about that. I mean, God created pubic hair, and you people can't wait to get it off your bodies at breakneck speeds, shaving your pubes. You're not supposed to eat
that blasphemy?
Hair. It's blasphemy, Brady, because now it makes it so it's a clean plate and people think they should put their mouth there. If somebody served you a plate covered in hair, you wouldn't eat it. And that was what God intended when he put hair on it. It didn't stop you. Now you're doing Rumble in the Jungle every Friday night over there.
Now that's some fun.
No, Brady.
Oh.
God put hair there. You're not supposed to stick your tongue on it. See you in hell.
I got you now.
I know why you're so against fun.
Because God hates it.
He does hate it.
He's put an end to it, and you people just as Sodom and Gomorrah around here with all that. Anyway, it's my birthday. I'd rather focus on nice things, Brady.
Did you get some nice gifts?
Not all these queers. I was down the hall. I saw your other station. What's going on in this building? It's it's hell in here. It's just not on fire. That's why your air conditioner's working overtime. It's got hell down the hallway. What'd you ask me?
Did you get some good presents?
Oh, I got great presents. I got a stick. A big 20-foot stick.
Wow.
Yeah, from good friends of mine, and it says black away on the side. It's to poke away people of color. Oh. Yes, it's my favorite present I've ever gotten. I also have one called Twink Away. It's 69 feet long. And I want them in a good long distance.
Brett wants you in every morning.
Brett and I have a lot in common, except for the gay thing. He's tolerant. I mean, you know, you make deals with the devil, you live with it. That's it.
You put him in an Alt-AZ shirt.
Brady wrote me a note I don't understand. What does that mean?
The angel.
Oh, Moroni. You spelled it wrong. That says Moroni like macaroni.
Well, of course it does.
I don't know what you were saying. Maybe that is how you spell it. I don't
Moroni.
Know. But basically, it just said, F*** Moroni. It's what Brady wants to say, and he uses me as his conduit.
I think it's Moroni.
Moroni, yeah. That's it.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Medicaid. K-U-P-D. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Anyway, well, happy birthday to me. I have a game I'd like to play, old people trivia, things that you should know as a young man. If you get a few of them right, we'll give you tickets to the thing. Or a woman, I suppose, if they're allowed to use the phone, you can let them in. But let the twink parade begin on the line first. Right. J.D.
There's twink number one.
J.D., are you there? Hello? J.D.?
Yo.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hi, J.D. Now, you're probably going to hell, but why would you assume you would get into heaven? What makes you decent?
I've never had sex with a dude.
There's a good start.
He's pure, Pat.
That's what you've done in your life that you consider numero uno good deed.
That surprises me.
Absolutely.
Haven't, that's right. Never had sex with a man, so you're in. That's good. That's a good thing. Are you going to keep that streak alive, or do you got intentions?
Hey, man, I don't know. Dementia might get me.
It's true. You get that dementia, you're out of control. Next thing you know, you're underneath a fella. Or on top of one. Humping away.
Hey, man, his aunt. You got to be fat, though.
All right. Now you're just making me sick. All right, let's give you a couple questions. Are you ready? All right, here we go.
Sir.
Good luck to you. I like that. Now turn your radio down a little bit. I hear myself. I'm going to get dementia.
Hold on.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
All right. What color is a giraffe's tongue?
Black.
I would accept blue or black. I can't tell the difference anyway.
Oh, depends on the lighting.
Blue, black, all those colors of darkness make me run the other way. All right, what? It's fact, J.D. All right, what country has the most vending machines per capita?
Japan.
You're absolutely right. Boy, it's a fact.
Yeah?
Yeah, how about that? How did you do that? Have you been with one of the yellas before? You must have had a yella in your life that told you that information at one point.
Yeah, but they had the sex change, so it wasn't a dude no
more. Disgusting. All right. What was the, for the win, you're doing well. What was the very first toy ever advertised on TV? Was it a Slinky, a Mr. Potato Head, the game Monopoly, or was it just sticks?
Dude, I'm going with sticks.
Sticks were advertised as toys is incorrect. Kids, look.
Different time.
Sticks. Get some today. No, of course. But no different, though. I read a story. Sorry, J.D., you're going to go home now. Nothing. I tell you what, I saw a story about Mr. Potato Head on the news the other day where a bunch of twinks were stuffing them inside each other.
What?
Yes. Horrible what you people are doing out there.
Shoving spuds where?
Spuds and butts, Brady. Spuds and butts. It's a good band name. Thunder Horse is on the line.
All right.
At Thunder Horse of Howl.
Howdy.
No. How are you this morning, Thunder Horse?
I'm very black.
Are you very black this morning? So, what are you doing awake?
Good one, Pat.
Thank you very much.
I'm getting an early start today.
On crime? Is it because the sun's not out?
Well, I gotta get some watermelon smoothie first.
All right.
It's late.
And you can't be more than me. This is Brett's staged phone call from Thunder Horse.
You just made Brett's day.
You're friends with the show. We've met you. You are a man of color who has a name of a savage. And that's all right.
Well, that's good, too. Yes.
That's right. Because over the phone, I'm tolerant of you. In a room, I'm calling the police.
Well, in the room, I might be taking your woman to the bathroom.
I doubt it. Let's talk about your janitorial work. Where are you cleaning up today?
I will actually be cleaning up the city of Tempe. It's a dump.
Yeah. Well, it is a bit of a dump. They let that college run crazy, and it got super gay, and that's a problem. But that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck cleaning that up. You know, people. When I was born, you were only free for 45 years. Pretty true.
Well, I'm really 3/5 of a man.
You what?
He was only 3/5 of a man.
That's right. That's right. Self-awareness is important.
That's right. That's not right.
That is right. Look at the paper. No. That's 100% correct.
Things have changed.
What, have they?
They have.
They got the other 2/5 what, in the lottery?
Not all of it, but.
Yeah, just recently I was finally able to get a bank account.
Oh, good for you. Too bad there's nothing in it. More than likely you had an account at the Silicon Valley Bank, and that's why they went under.
You're darn skippy.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm sure you make everybody in the bank comfortable when you come in to make a deposit.
I do, with my hood on and everything.
Of course. All right. What's a baby owl called?
A BBL?
No. Not an Ebonics bird. A baby owl. BBL. Yeah, all right. What is BBL? I'll give you a new question. What the hell is BBL?
A big, beautiful lady.
It can be that or a Brazilian butt lift. We'll take both.
There you go.
Now, to my original question, a whole lot different than what you heard. What is a baby owl called? Is it called a fawn, a crestling, an owlet, or a bird?
Let's go with owlet.
Owlet is correct, Thunder Horse. Well done.
Very wise.
Well done. I'm proud of you. I like that you can answer questions in English. All right.
Yeah, not, yeah, I quit using Ebonics last year.
I didn't understand a word of that. That was just bells and whistles. You might as well have been a rap song right there. That was just gone for me. It was like you were in the room. I was not listening. All right, here we go. What is the longest-running TV variety show? And I'll give you a hint. It's out of Mexico, and it translates to Giant Saturday.
Sábado Gigante.
That's right. I knew you'd know that one. I knew you'd know that one. Because usually your rival gangs are shouting something, and you have to learn their language. All right, here we go.
Yep, we're getting the kilos.
Who invented the word vomit? A famous author invented it. Very famous. Probably the most famous of all.
Do I get a hint on this one?
Sure. He was an author, and he's super-duper famous. Most all famous right, of that, all.
Is he straight?
You know what? I would say no to that. He wrote a lot of Twinkie plays.
He wore tights.
He wore tights. Brett, there's a good hint. He was a tight-wearing Twinkie type.
Was it Fruity Pants Shakespeare?
It was Fruity Pants Shakespeare. Correct. Well done. That twink invented the word vomit.
Did not know that.
Right. And then the twinks perfected it by making me do it every time they open their gobs.
The three?
That's three. He's going somewhere. Good for him. Congratulations, Thunder Horse. That's called reparations, Brady. We gave him easy questions because we knew he couldn't take the tough ones. He just struggled with it. You try to ask him about baby owl, he thinks about a big black lady's bottom.
You like that?
It's going to make me invent the word vomit. What would I like about that?
I don't know. My dad likes it.
Your dad likes a big black lady's bottom? Is that right? Because it's where poop happens, and that's disgusting. Anyway, I don't want to play anymore. I'm very old.
You done?
I think so.
We got a party still, Pat.
I got a party. It starts soon. Brady, do you know what PhD stands for?
Papa has dough?
That's exactly right. It's because your daddy bought your degree. No, that's not it. Anyway, I'm just going to go. Do you know what the twinks in France, what color their toilet paper is? This is a God's honest truth. You know what color toilet paper is in France?
It's light blue.
No, it's pink.
You know what? I never noticed.
That's exactly why they're flitting around in their loafers so floaty-like. How in the world do they know? When the toilet paper's pink, that there's blood back there. There's got to be on a regular. I'm telling you, that's what God gives you warnings.
Come on, Pat.
Question it all you want. That's an actual quote of mine, by the way. Now, fruity frogs use pink toilet paper. I've said it before. I say it again. The crazy part is, a lot of the things I've said today are from direct quotes of Pat Robertson on a website. You can't guess what's real and what's not, but a lot of them are what I've actually said.
I believe you, Pat.
For instance, the 2010 Haiti earthquake prompted me to say this. They're under the heel of the French, Napoleon III and whatever. They got together and swore a pact to the devil. Said, we'll serve you if you get free from the prince. True story. And God said, well, if they make a deal with the devil, I'll crush them in 2010. with hurricanes and such. And I did that, and poverty and AIDS. And that's why they have that, Brady. Also, I warned Disney World that if they allowed gays in, to remind them that they're in Hurricane Alley, God will devastate the Disney.
How much longer do we have, Pat?
With me?
No, just the world.
Oh. Hopefully not much longer, Brady, because it's getting ruined pretty regularly by people who don't look like you and I and don't believe the things you and I believe.
You got your show to do today.
That's right. And if you're ever on top of a woman's
birthday show,
that's right. My birthday 700 club where people will call in and ask about abortion and I'll tell them they're going to hell. I don't care. Brady, have you ever been behind a woman in the throes of passion?
Yes, yes,
you're
I have.
You're going to hell. That wasn't
sorry,
the intention.
Pat,
that's
sorry.
Right. You're not supposed to look at a beehole and keep an erection, but evidently you can do it. Brad, I'm not even going to ask you. You probably have pictures of them on your wall. That's it. It's my 93rd birthday. What did you expect?
Happy birthday,
happy
Pat.
Birthday to me, indeed.
I got you some Jell-O and some shaved carrots.
I don't care to eat food you've made.
Kirby helped him make it.
Nope. No, thank you. Covered in sin and boogers. And I know if it made it here from Brady's house, it must not be very good.
It's fresh.
Because that surviving the car ride from Brady's house tells me one thing. It's not tasty.
Got your bowl of noodles that's been sitting out all day?
I'm not interested in that. My feet will come off. Anyway, well, I'm leaving now. Brett, see you. You're
we'll
in
see
hell.
You,
I'm not
no,
gonna.
No.
I'll never see you guys again. If I pass before I see you again, it won't be in heaven. It'll be in your transition as I'm waving, saying, told you.
Don't go far too far down the hall down there.
No, I won't. I
There's
can
nothing
smell
I can't
the pain.
Do about that, Pat?
No. Nothing. God does not forgive what you've done. You're out. It's the company you keep. All right, it's time for me to go. One last thing. I don't remember.
You dropped a Tootsie Roll.
That's what that is. Enjoy it. That's a gift from me to you.
Oh, man.
Little poopy. Oh, here comes Katie KB. They smelled it out. They think there's a sex party.
He's going down there to yell at them.
Yeah. Pat Robertson, everybody. 93 today. Poor fella. Such a bad rap. About 9 of the things he said were actual quotes.
Wow.
I
Spot
researched
on.
About the twink author?
Yep. Things about Shakespeare being gay. And the other thing about Disneyland being in trouble. The vomit button on my computer for when the gays kiss on TV. He's a treat. He's a national treasure. 700 Club coming up when Larry's show starts, and that's what I'm going to do. There you go. Happy birthday, Pat Robertson. Always a pleasure. It's 98.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. 98. K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.